absolute connections between cause and effect. And, again, this means that the burden of proof is now shifted. His attitude is, I will treat this as being absolutely sure until proven otherwise. In the absence of any further evidence, I will always assume that a certain effect will follow a certain cause. Now, this is then the nature of an absolute, and within the framework of your own perception, you will treat many things as absolutes, meaning you will accept them as truth until proven otherwise. They will be assumptions upon which you will act. When making decisions, you will treat these various principles as being absolutely sure. Now, if you didn't have this to work with, if you didn't have some basis, then there would be no basis upon which to make decisions. You couldn't make anything with the most primitive of decisions, and even those primitive decisions would be merely explorations of reality, saying, I think I'll try exploring reality here instead of there. But rather, we don't operate that way in our daily lives. We make decisions based on a fairly certain knowledge of what we expect the consequences of an act to be. But since this has all come from my own subjective perception of life, I know that there can be misstatements of reality involved, many of them, and they may cause me adverse consequences. And I'm not assuming that I know everything about life simply because I am treating certain things as absolutes in the meantime. Now, what must be recognized here, of course, is that this is within the framework of your own perception and not someone else's. What you have come to regard as an absolute in your life is binding only to you, and it only has importance and jurisdiction within the framework of your perception and your decisions, not someone else's. The person standing right next to you can have an entirely reverse concept of how reality operates and can have an entirely opposite impression of the cause and effect relationship that you have identified as an absolute. And to make a decision based on the idea that someone else is using your knowledge as the basis of their decisions is, of course, to be out of touch with reality, and so you will get consequences other than what you expect. You base your plans on the idea that someone else will act in the way you would act in that situation, that someone else will be making their decisions the way you would make your decisions if you were in their spot. And, of course, this is out of touch with reality because that someone else isn't you. That someone else is an entirely different person, acting from a different set of premises with his own set of absolutes, which may be irrational to you, but they are absolutes to him, and they are the basis upon which he will make his decisions. And so the mistake is in coming to these absolutes and then thinking that they apply to everyone in this world to the extent that they will act upon these absolutes. Now, as you look around you, you may well determine that other people are subject to the same cause and effect relationship that you are, that the same things that interact in your life will interact in their lives and cause the same kind of results and consequences. That's fine. As long as this appears to hold up as an absolute, you can treat other people as being subject to these absolutes. But the mistake comes in thinking that they recognize this same subjection to these absolutes that you do, that they recognize the same principles as the basis of action. And then you expect them to make decisions that are in accordance with your plan simply because you are expecting them to act as you might act. Now, of course, there is also the problem of taking something much too soon as an absolute, in seeing a brief cause and effect relationship and then generalizing on it quickly and saying, well, all situations will be like this. And this, of course, again, as I mentioned before, is especially important in dealing with other people. You notice that one person has responded to a cause with a particular reaction. And so you immediately assume that everyone would do the same thing. That just because I said this and he said that, that from now on, whenever I say this, I can be sure some other person, whoever he might be, will say that in reply. And of course, this is a mistake, and it is especially a problem with salespeople who have come to regard certain things as absolutes. They make a sale, an individual makes a sale at one time because he acted in a certain way and the prospect responded by buying. So from then on, he says, this is the way you make sales. You act in this way and the prospect responds. And of course, if it's far enough out, and meaning it was an exceptional case to begin with, the individual may go through 100 sales interviews from then on without making another sale, still bound and determined that he has found the best way because he happened to slop into one the first time around by an accident, which, of course, merely was a case of not understanding the cause and effect relationship. He looked at the situation and identified one factor and attributed the entire situation to that one factor. We've dealt with this somewhat throughout the course. Now, as the individual looks about him and is making decisions with regard